It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Today on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we get to talk CSC wrestling with head coach Brett Hunter joining us on the show tonight. Brett, great to have you with us. Your team is off to some really good duels the last several weeks, and we'll dive into that success coming up in the interview and talk about super regionals and the NCAA championship possibilities as well. But I have to start off with the news that broke yesterday afternoon, some disappointing news. The Thursday duel at Colorado Mines, that has been canceled, so you don't have a meet this week. And that was going to be your final RMAC duel before the postseason begins. So with, you know, how your team's been wrestling so successful recently, I'm sure you and the guys are disappointed you aren't headed to Golden.
Yeah, we are, Dave. You know, we really look forward to every time that we're competing. Obviously, this year is just kind of a different year for us. And with our young group that we have, you know, we have five sophomores and two freshmen in the lineup. Every time we compete, you can see the growth and the development, and we're starting to get better every time we're competing. So one less opportunity for us. Obviously, we understand it. Colorado Mines is at a different place in terms of the COVID relation stuff. You know, obviously it's just part of the game this year, and you know, we're just very, very lucky and fortunate that we had the opportunity to have seven matches this year. So,
Coach, you're up in the athletic offices every day. You visit with head coaches all the time on your day-to-day business, obviously. I get a visit with coaches all virtually every week for the show, and so we both know every team at the college has had to deal with the COVID issues, infections, quarantines, all this stuff that, you know, derails plans and practice and competition. Wrestling's not been an exception to that, of course. Can you just kind of tell us how you have navigated your team through the COVID challenges that you've faced to get as many opportunities on the mats as you can this year?
Yeah, you know, we got our program got hit hard in November, and we had to take about a month off from doing any team activities, and really from that point, you know, we were a little skeptical and a little nervous that, you know, when's things going to start for us. And so we took that month off and we really changed things in terms of our groups and minimizing everyone practicing together and pairing guys up and really just staying kind of in a bubble, I guess you could say. And you know, our first duel of the year against Adams State was canceled, and we were really really nervous about us even getting the opportunity to compete this year. But you know, we were the last duel in our conference against Western Colorado, and we pretty much out-wrestled everyone in terms of number of matches this year. And, you know, kudos to our guys for staying disciplined. I think wrestling kind of, we get tagged in terms of, you know, obviously the skin infection, those type of things, and being a high-risk sport. But our program did an excellent job, and, you know, we got a lot of mat time this year, and I think that's important.
Coach Brett Hunter with us on the CSC Sports Journal tonight, and you mentioned taking basically that, you know, a month off from wrestling. Did your guys have to start at square one in terms of, you know, physical preparation and getting ready to try and compete again? You know, how did that go, taking a month off? You know, were some able to work out and stay in shape? Did others, you know, getting sick, have to take a full month off of working out and things like that and sticking to weight? I imagine that was just a huge challenge for your guys to overcome.
Yeah, it was. It really was. With our sport of wrestling, you know, with the weight cut and just shape in general, it's very difficult. You take a couple of days off, you can feel the change, you can feel the difference, and so yeah, you know, our whole program just took a month off and no workouts, and you could definitely see the difference. You know, what was difficult is we started October 10th officially for practice. We had things rolling, and then, you know, for about 20, 25 days, and then they shut us down. And so that was hard to kind of get back to phase one and kind of revamp things and restart things. And it took a while, but, you know, we you know, stayed disciplined, and we got guys back in shape. And luckily it hit us early, And, you know, we haven't had any issues since then really at all. So I'm pretty fortunate in that capacity.
Yeah, and you guys are rolling right now towards the postseason. It's been impressive. You competed with Pueblo January 28th, and Preston Renner, one of your good, strong young wrestlers, had the win of the night, and that got him an RMAC Wrestler of the Week honor, so a conference-wide honor for Preston. Great stuff. Can you tell the fans about his win at Pueblo that was so impressive?
Yeah, you know, Preston, he's a young guy for us. He's a hard worker, does the right things, and he had the opportunity to wrestle a real tough kid from Pueblo. He's been a national qualifier. He's done some good things for the program, and Preston just wrestled a perfect match. You know, we had a game plan, and he perfected that game plan and, you know, came away with the win and also was the RMAC Wrestler of the Week, which is a great accomplishment for him and our program. Preston's really wrestling well. I think he's won his last, you know, 4 out of 5 matches. And you know, at this point, it's all about motivation and just keeping these guys motivated. And Preston has done a good job in terms of that.
Eagles won that duel over Pueblo 23-16. What else impressed you with how your team out-wrestled the Thunderwolves that night?
Well, I think, you know, with this group and how young we are, you know, everyone, you know, it seems like someone new steps up. We find a way to win, and it's maybe not the, you know, for example, 165 pounds. You look at Tate Allis, the returning national qualifier for us. We're expecting a win there. He doesn't get a win, but then we have someone else step up. And I think it's, you know, every match that we're in, every duel we're in, it's someone new that's stepping up. And that's what's kind of fun with this group. We're so young, but, you know, they just find a way to just get it done. And it's a really fun group to coach.
You mentioned you had a wrestler that was ranked number 6, and he's a true freshman. Who's that? Tell us about him.
Yeah, Rowdy File. He's a true freshman for us. He's out of Moorcraft, Wyoming. He was a 2-time state champion for Moorcraft, a small school in Wyoming. And he's really done an excellent job for us this year. You know, he is kind of a surprise. We knew he'd be good, but not this good so early. I think what got him on the map was against Nebraska Kearney. He beat their guy, who's ranked 4th in the country, and really dominated the match. And Rowdy's been on a roll. He's 6-1 this year, and he's got the best record on the team. And he's won 5 matches in a row and has looked really dominant. And we're excited about his chances this year and obviously the future with him in our program.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's pointing to the motivation factor you talked about. That kind of stuff, with success against teams like Kearney that he had, that'll be a big motivating factor for him. Preston winning the RMAC award, huge on the motivation side there. Coach, last week, Western Colorado came here. You picked up a second straight dual win, 27-13. What were the highlights for you from the win over the Mountaineers?
Yeah, you know, Western, I think they've, I could be wrong, but I think, you know, the last 18 years, they beat us 16 in the last 18 years or 17 in the last 18 years. And so they do an incredible job with their dual teams. And so obviously we were anxious, we were ready to go to have them at home. Unfortunately, we couldn't have fans. They requested no fans, and we were bummed out about that. But, you know, we had a job still to do. And, you know, some of the highlights would be, you know, Tate Stoddard at 125 got the ball rolling for us, ended up getting bonus points for us. You know, Rowdy File finding another way. He was dominant again. Preston Renner was dominant. And then I think 197 pounds, Eli Hinojosa, he was a heavyweight for us last year. He was a backup heavyweight. He lost about 45 pounds, and he's at 197 pounds for us. And he's on a roll. I mean, he's won four or five matches in a row. He was down. He gets thrown to his back early in the match. He's losing 6-0. But he claws and fights his way back and ends up pinning the kid. And just, again, we're just talking about this group of finding a way to get it done and new guys stepping up. And it was really good to see these guys find a way to beat Western with how young we are and just kind of the rivalry that we have with them. And it was exciting to get that win at home.
Yeah, wow. And you mentioned Eli lost 45 pounds and now wrestling at a much lower weight. First, I'm going to have to get in touch with Eli, find out his secret, how to shed those pounds.
Yeah.
Man, was that something he wanted to do, to wrestle at a lower weight? Or did you talk to him and say, hey, I think, you know, we could get you a little bit lower and you could really have some success? How did that all come together?
Yeah, so, you know, he was in the mix. You know, last year he was like 21-5 record. He just couldn't beat our starter, Mason Watt. And they were back and forth. And, you know, we had a discussion right after season last year. And he was committed to do it. And normally you just don't know, you know, with a guy losing that much weight and going down to 197, guys are quicker and they're strong. And it's taken him a few matches to adjust, but he's beaten some really high-quality guys this year and has been very dominant. And, you know, I think he's acclimated to the weight and he's adjusted to the weight class. And he looks really good right now. And you know, we're lucky to have him make that sacrifice for our program. It shows a lot what he does for our program and type of character kid he is, and so he's done an excellent job for us.
Yeah, that's a great story. Coach Brett Hunter with us on the CSC Sports Journal as we visit about CSC wrestling here today. And we started our broadcast tonight with news that you're not headed to Golden on Thursday, so now you have the NCAA Super Region 6 coming up in 2.5 weeks. Have you had a good chance to kind of look over the wider volume of competitors you'll see and who your guys might get matched up against as they look to get on that path to the NCAA championships, Coach?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously, you know, you just don't know, you know, with this year, with COVID, you don't know who's going to get it in terms of, you know, a kid from Colorado School Mines, maybe he'd be out of the tournament. And so we're just really, this week is just, you know, the next 3 weeks is preparation and focusing more about us. And, you know, with us not having to do well on Thursday against Mines, we can really kind of do some things differently this week with our training. And, but yeah, you know, we're really focused on us right now. You know, as time goes on, you know, next couple of weeks we'll kind of narrow things down and see potentially who we would have individually each match. But right now it's just really about us and making sure that we stay healthy and we stay motivated and our weight stays down and we just stay committed. And it's also a good time to really focus on our academics. You know, we're not traveling, we're not competing. And these next 3 weeks, we just really focus on that too. And we've been gone a lot. And so it's just a good time for us to just really focus on us.
Yeah, you bet. And the Eagles have qualified a wrestler for the NCAA tournament 52 straight years now, Coach. And, you know, there's all these COVID changes. It even affects now the qualification system to get to the NCAA tournament. And can you take us through the differences in qualifying and how you'll look to get that 53 straight years?
Yeah, you know, things are different. You know, NCAA, to begin with, they did a general 25% reduction in qualifiers for the sport of wrestling, and that dropped us down. But then our region had three teams that haven't competed this year, which is New Mexico Highlands, Simon Fraser out of Canada, who's in our region, and San Francisco State is in our region. With those three teams not in, that leaves us seven teams in our regional, which then the NCAA looked at that and said, well, there's other regions that have 10 or 11 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And so they reduced our numbers even more because we only have seven. So essentially, how things work, you're going to have to basically win your regional tournament, your individual weight class, to qualify. Plus, there's a few wild cards that they're going to hand out. But we don't know going in what place you need to get. And so in reality, you got to win your regional to go to the national tournament. And in the years before, you know, it was top three.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of gave you a little leeway a little bit. And so this year is going to be very difficult to get a guy to the national tournament across the board. And, you know, just the outside looking in, I don't think anyone really knew that. And so it's just going to be very difficult. But, you know, obviously the message is we got to take care of ourselves and when you're your weight class, and obviously you're going to be at the national tournament this year.
Yeah, and tying back into the motivation factor, you mentioned earlier tonight too, Coach, with knowing that the path is more narrow now to get to the finals, do you feel like that kind of, you know, that knowledge is really going to sink in with your guys and become that motivator that, hey, we can't go in and think, hey, you know, even if we don't perform our absolute best, we can still kind of slide in the side door. We've got to focus in and we have to win this thing to go to nationals. Is that going to boost that motivation factor, you think?
Well, yeah, we had that discussion yesterday. You know, this week it's we're doing some individual meetings, and the guys, just the reaction. This is the first time I really told them about the qualification this year, and you know, it really put it in perspective. You know, a couple of the guys said, and so again, you got to just be concerned about you. You know, kind of bad to say, but selfishly, you got to make sure you're feeling good and ready to go. And, even if you don't win your regional, I mean, it's important to get second. It's important to get third. Just with, you know, the guy that wins the regional, let's say he gets COVID, you know, going before nationals, you know, they pull him out. You know, maybe the second place guy replaces him. So you just never know. And it's just going to be important to just really wrestle your best and finish as high as you can. And obviously, you make the finals. That's really important, and hopefully win the regional and give yourself the opportunity to wrestle at the national tournament. And right now they're planning on having the national tournament. And so hopefully, you know, all these guys can have a year and compete.
Yeah, boy, great insights, Coach. Thanks so much for opening that up to us. It'll be fascinating to see this all play out and get CSC, hopefully that 53rd straight year with somebody competing at the NCAAs. We know you'll have them ready. Coach, thanks so much for being on our show here tonight. Great to catch up with you, and good luck these last few weeks as you head towards the postseason.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State Sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.